You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we had a bunch of people call in at the beginning of the news. They either got where they were going or lost their patience. Some lines are open if you have a grievance on this Festivus Friday, which, by the way, is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. The telephone number is, and we have some lines open, 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. You get the honorary first grievance. Do you have one?
I get to see all four of those babies this weekend for two full days. I could not possibly grieve if I thought about it.
Okay. Then allow me. Go ahead.
My thoughts are with everyone down on the coast.
Amen to that. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Come on. Let's go. Mac in Lee's Summit. By the way, if you are online, we will get you on the air. Mac in Lee's Summit. Hello, Mac.
Yeah, hey. How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
Oh, good deal. You know, my grievance, man, I run into this. I get it. We're all trying to get somewhere. It's Friday, Red Friday. But I'm telling you, those people that are just cutting and swerving in and out of traffic, like, I get it. When it gets congested, we're all a part of traffic. But they're not helping by just swerving in and out and cutting people off. So that's my grievance. It's annoying.
Yep. Okay. Especially if they're the guy in the crotch rocket the other night on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I have a grievance from my private text bank, and I might table this to next week for a topic. It's from a good friend of the program that will not be named. She says, this is a reminder that this is my ongoing grievance. Couples with a joint Facebook page are lame and codependent. Thank you for hearing my grievance.
Oh, boy. Kurt in Lenexa. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, guys. Happy Festivus Friday.
Same to you.
And I do have your reservation for Funky Town this evening.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
You're there about 8 o'clock or so. Anyway, my grievance is this. I had a little thing with a doctor's office. I won't mention doctor's names or anything. It just pains me that they want to do a lab a week before the appointment that I had scheduled. And I felt like saying, this is a little dumb. I would rather, why don't we do the labs the week of the appointment instead of doing it before. I just don't get doctor's mentality sometimes. So, I mean, do they...
Kurt, can I explain this to you? Yeah, can I explain this to you?
Yes, what's that?
I'm not challenging your grievance. I'm just clarifying it for you. This is, I think, for the most part, a relatively recent change in the way that doctor's offices do this. And the reason they want you to come in early for labs is so instead of having to call you 3-4 days after the fact and discuss it with you over the phone, if they're lucky enough to get you on the phone because you don't recognize the number, they want to discuss your labs with you in person during your appointment.
Yeah, I understand that. And the other thing is, why didn't we have patient portals like 15 years ago? I mean, people would be able to access their health information, their labs, their results, their appointments, and everything. And now all of a sudden, I mean, we're all hooked up with St. Luke's, the Shawnee Mission, blah, blah, blah. And I just think it would be easier if we had this back in the day versus now. And, you know, I know people are frustrated because sometimes they're trying to access certain things. Yeah. And it might be under a time constraint, or it might be for a sports injury, or this or that, and they can't find it. And, you know, and then they call the doctor's office, and they don't get back to them until 3 days later.
All right, I got to stop you there, Kirk, because we got a full board. I want to give everybody a chance to get in here. Thank you for the call and the reservation. Peggy in Edwardsville, hello.
Hello there. I am just so happy that you guys even had a Festivus Friday, and I've been wanting for months to get in on this one. My grievance is when somebody asks you specifically, what do you want for your birthday or what do you want for your Christmas present? And you tell them exactly what you want, and they get you something like it, but it's not nearly as good and definitely not what you asked for, wanted, or needed. And then they say, but that's okay. It's good enough for you. It's really all you need.
Who said that to you?
My spouse and my mother-in-law, two different occasions.
Peggy, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. Let's go to Jeff in Lee Summit. Jeff, hello.
Hi. Glad to be hearing you all on my drive home from work.
Well, thank you for letting us be in the car with you.
Mm-hmm. My grievance is pretty niche. Basically, I just have a problem with whoever made the lug nuts for my car. Because the way they made it is it's the lug nut itself, and it has a little cap on it. Discovered it likes to trap moisture. So this last time recently, when I tried to take my tires off to change brake pads, they were rusted at the very top.
Oh.
And, of course, I just tried to go after it for a while, but ended up breaking my tire iron.
Really?
Yep. But thankfully got to a shop right quick. They struggled with it for about 30 minutes, but got it all taken care of.
All right, Jeff. Hey, do appreciate the call, buddy. Keith in Shawnee, you're next. Hi.
Thanks for having me. My grievance is with the state of Missouri and the fact of sports betting and trying to legalize it and using the excuse, it's for the kids, it's for our schools. We've heard this over and over when it comes to any type of gambling. We heard it with the lottery. The money went to the general fund. Then it was the boats, and it was the money went to the schools, but they reduced the amount of money going to the schools. So my question to the, you know, my biggest gripe is what are they going to do with it now to get around not funding the schools better?
Keith, you're in. I don't know the answer to your question, my friend. Mike in North Kansas City.
Hey, Mike.
Happy Festivus Friday.
Same to you.
My grievance is with the KC City Council. They're getting prepped for new red camera reinstallations, and I've just about got rear-ended at two of them up in Northland here. They've shortened the yellow light cycles by 2 to 4 seconds, according to my dash cam. So the yellows are shorter, so the red light goes really quick.
Oh.
So to get from 45 to zero. And I'm not so sure that's not to generate money and make the company make our city council think that a lot of people are blowing them. But it's going to cause accidents just like it did 15 years ago. They shorten up the yellows, and you have to slam your brakes on at the last second.
I'm not here for that. I am not here for that. And you know what? I do have a grievance. I forgot, and here it comes. I knew I was forgetting something. Lord help anyone that is trying to get to town center today heading south on Knoll.
What's going on Sweet Knoll?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you take that route for any reason, you're going to miss the Chiefs game this weekend because you will still be sitting there in traffic when they kick off on Sunday.
You can listen to it on 106.5 The Wolf.
96.5 The Fan.
Thank you, Sam. I tried to pop over to Town Center today.
Oh, I drive Knoll to get to the gym.
I am still sitting in that line.
Yeah.
What they're doing is median work. So you know how they've got the little fancy brick medians in Leawood?
Mm-hmm.
They're taking all those out and replacing them. I don't even know. They're
putting concrete in, baby.
They're putting concrete
Why?
In. So instead of like the three or four Jeez. Lanes normally and the two tandem turn lanes, there's just nowhere to go. So it's one line of cars just sitting there. And then when you go to turn, guess how many traffic light cycles I sat through just to get to the front to turn left to go all the way around to get to Macy's. Hold, I will wait for your guess.
Well, can I ask a question before I guess?
Yes.
Why didn't you just turn around and just go
because
to Macy's some other
once
time?
I couldn't. I needed to pick up something for one of the children in Manhattan.
Why didn't you turn earlier and then go over
because
the road?
By the time you're in it, you are in it. There's no getting out of it.
There's no turn-off streets
no,
on Knoll.
No, no. And it's really hard Knoll. To go left into Park Place. Trust me, I lived over there 22 years. I walked into Macy's, and I saw the guy, the greeter guy, and I go, oh, my God, I never thought I was going to see my family again. It was seven traffic light cycles.
and those are long cycles.
Long lights as the 119th traffic goes.
913-586 7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. From 6660, I'd get that number changed. You're going to go to hell My grievance is with women's sports bras with those removable pads that nobody I know ever removes, but prays they stay in place when washed. Oh, they do stay in. One gets on top of the other or they get totally discombobulated. And trying to stuff those damn pads back in place gets to a boiling point where I just throw it back in the drawer and scream obscenities. Jeff in North Kansas City. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, first-time caller.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. I have a grievance tonight. It has to do with the proverbial bait-and-switch issue. Recently purchased an airline ticket from a discount company on the Internet. We agreed on $400 for the basic seat, and everything was good. I hit checkout and paid, and they sent me a receipt for $750. And we've been trying now 7 phone calls later. Still hasn't been resolved. They said maybe in a couple of weeks. Well, that's about when the flights do. So that's my grievance.
All right, Jeff. Glad to get you in, buddy. Eric in Smithville. Eric, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
So, Scott, unfortunately, my grievance is with you. It's something that you said on Wednesday in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And I hear it from fitness influencers online, and it just drives me up the wall. And that is, the segment was talking about fitness and weight loss and things like that. And you said, well, everybody knows that that muscle weighs more than fat, or vice versa. They don't. They weigh the exact same. What it is fat has more volume to it than muscle.
If it's a pound of muscle, weighs the same
weight.
I could have said it better. If you take fat and you put it, this certain amount of fat into a container, and you put the same amount of muscle into a similar size container, the one with the muscle in it will weigh more.
So instead of weighs more, you say a pound of fat is bigger than a pound of muscle.
Correct.
Yes, because we've all heard the old riddle, what weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of steel? And they weigh the same. It's a pound.
I probably could have worded it better. And thank you for the clarification, Eric. Greg in Lee Summit. Man, we must be number one in Lee Summit. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My grievance is with electronic calendars and the fact that at work and other places, I'm expected to share such calendars so that I can share with you all of the things going on in my life. But then you turn around and send me an invite to something because you never checked my stinking calendar to see that I wasn't available or I couldn't be on a call or couldn't do something. And it's like, why share with you my electronic calendar? I thought that was the whole point of making them electronic. And then on top of that, it's like, and then not apologizing for you, Scott, but those desk calendar jockeys are the people that still have the Far Side sitting on the wall. Like, get on board with it. If we're all supposed to be using these electronic calendars, they're so inefficient.
Yes, Greg, but can I tell you one thing, and I'm not challenging your grievance? You will pry that large squared desk calendar out of my cold, dead hands, and I've got one in my kitchen on the counter, and it sits there because the way my brain works, if I can, like, visualize the upcoming week, it is so much easier for my brain to understand what I've got going on and not miss stuff than it is just to go day by day by day in the electronic calendar.
Hey, Greg, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Gail in Tonganoxie. Hello, Gail.
Oh, my word. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining, and I have a brand new car. And I locked my keys in the car, or so I thought. I couldn't get the key to open the door. So I called the tow guy, and he comes out, charges me $175 to open my key fob and hand me the key to the car door.
Oh, no.
I could have almost strangled this guy. It's not his fault. And he said, no one ever told you. And I said, I don't know who's a bigger ass. Me for not have knowing this, or the salesman not have telling me, or you charging me this. Literally, after I paid it, he had all the stuff out, walks over to my key fob and opens it and takes my key out. Oh, what a nice way to end a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, Gail, I'm sorry to hear that. Josh in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. So I worked for the same company for a little over 10 years. And, you know, I wanted something different in life, you know. And basically in the past 4 years, I've had this past 3 years, I've had this happen 4 or 5 times now. And I got a really bad feeling it's happening again. The bait and switch from employer to employee, where like in the interview, they'll be like, yeah, this is what's expected of you. You need to do this, this. And then like a month and a half, 2 months later, they double it.
Well, did they double your salary?
No, no.
Oh, that's so odd. That,
no, they don't want to pay you more. But yeah, your requirements for this position is you need to do X, Y, Z. And then after a couple of months, they're like, well, the requirements are X, X, Y, Y, Z, Z. And it's ridiculous. It's happened to me. Yeah,
they've like added X's and Y's and Z's. You did not. You got to take back some of those X's, Y's, and Z's.
I'm about to get like a spy cam that I can wear to interviews. That way when they come, you know, they do that. It's like, you didn't say that.
Yeah, that's a great idea for keeping your job, Josh.
Yeah, right. Right. It's just crazy. I think it's ridiculous. The bait and switch to get people on the payroll and then just, you know, that should be illegal.
Okay, buddy. 913-586-7798. Zach in Olathe. Hello, Zach.
Hey guys, hope y'all are having a great Festivus Friday.
We
guys
are
the only thing keeping me sane every time I drive home from work. So I went to the doctor today, and she was prescribing me medication, and I'm about to put a chemical into my body that's supposed to help me get better. And I can never understand why these doctors get so upset with you, or at least they seem upset or seem stressed out that you have more than two questions for them about these medications or even about the condition. Like, they just expect to just give you the medication and you should just shut up and take it. But that's not what I like to do. I have questions. Why did you prescribe this? What's it going to do to me? Am I going to live? Like, it's just, it drives me crazy that they try to put you out the door.
Zach, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. We do have one open line if you want it. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Q39 sponsors Festivus Friday. Let's get back to it. Terry in KCK. Terry, hello.
Hi, I love you guys. You guys, the show is awesome. Oh, I have two gratitude today. One is for Dana and Park, for my nephew Zach, who passed away on 9/14.
Yeah.
He always listened to you guys. You made him happy.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. That's so nice.
And then, yes, we appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And then number two is for our first great-grandbaby boy who was born yesterday. Yes.
Well, look, congratulations to the whole family.
Thank you.
All right, yes. Terry, you take care. Be well today. Matt in Lee's Summit. I swear to God, we're number one in Lee's Summit. Hello, Matt.
You are number one in Lee's Summit, in our hearts and in our minds. Hey, welcome to Mail It In Friday. I have a grievance for the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Coming home from the airport last night, everything lit up in red in downtown. Beautiful, right? Chiefs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
However, the Royals are surging right now. Come on, Mayor, get it together. Make it blue in KC because we are going to the postseason. Have a good one.
All right, don't jinx the guys, man. Don't jinx them. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Do have an open line if you want it. Walter in Spring Hill. Hello.
Hello. As you know, it's political season, and it's bad enough to try to watch TV without getting berated with political commercials. I'll be damned, they're starting to text my phone asking for donations and telling me, do you want to save democracy? I'm like, how the hell do you even get my number? And it's just irritating as all get out.
Walter, I love this grievance. Even candidates I support, stop texting my phone. And do you know how the texts come in now? They're getting creative. it'll say, "Hey, Dana, sorry to bother you." Mm-hmm. So when it flashes up on my phone, I see, "Hey, Dana, sorry to bother you." I click on it, but we haven't heard back. Are you certain you're going to vote this way? Or do you want to? No, stop texting me.
Yeah. And you'll remember years and years ago when they created the no call list. And I believe that was primarily for landlines, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, cell phones do not apply.
Nope.
Remember when they created the no call list because America was about to just burn itself to the ground in anger with all these calls coming in. The politicians, when they wrote the legislation, mm-hmm. left themselves exempt. 913-586-7798. We do have a line open on this Festivus Friday. Gilbert in Overland Park. Hello.
Hey, I love your show. I enjoy it very much.
Thank you.
So I do air conditioning work and other stuff, but I was at a house the other day, and I've been at this house many times over the years, and they had two air conditioners that were 8 years old. Another person had come in there, another service tech, and the air conditioner just needed, one of them needed a minor repair, but he told the people that they ought to get two air conditioners because their air conditioners were 16 years old. And that's not a mistake because the first two numbers in the serial number are the year of manufacture. So to get a sale, this guy was telling this new person who just bought a new home that they had 16-year-old air conditioners when they only had 8-year-old air conditioners. That's it. Time for another grievance?
Sure.
Yeah, and I had bad luck, really bad luck. So my screen cracked on my phone, and I have an insurance policy with my well-known company, and I sent it in, and they said we didn't receive it, and so I get the pleasure of being billed another $400-some because they say they didn't get it, and I did exactly what they said.
Wait. Gilbert, is there not some tracking number on those because phones are so expensive that when you send them, it has to be signed for or something?
Well, that could be my fault on that. They said just drop it in the mail anywhere or even in your mailbox. And I guess if I had dropped it off the post office and went in and asked them for a tracking number, they would have gave it to me. But I was getting near the end of the time to return the phone because I'm busy. This is the time of year it is. Yeah. And so I ran to the post office to meet the deadline of getting it postmarked. And they have an outside mailbox, and I dropped it in that. That was a mistake, obviously, looking backwards, because I have no way of proving that I did that. And so I got billed $425.
Gilbert, do appreciate the grievances. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. John in Gladstone. Hello.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
It's yours, and thank you for calling in.
And my grievance is pretty easy, but I put furniture together throughout the years, and I've put windows in. And what really gets me is those stickers they put on this stuff. I'm trying to take them off.
On windows, you said?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the stickers. Yeah, the different stickers. Okay. I mean, you peel them off, and the white's left. Through the years, why can't they get stickers they could just take off?
John, you need Gooby Gone. What's that stuff called? It's yellow and it's a little tiny thing. I've got some at home.
Goo Gone.
It's called Goo Gone.
It doesn't work.
Why not just use a straight razor?
You can use a straight razor, but the Goo Gone, I like the Goo Gone, Sam. I really do.
Do you like the foaming insulation that you put like a dot of it on?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
And it expands for like 4 hours.
Yes.
It's called expanding foam. I had it all under my sink and it took up the whole area under the sink.
Oh, it is the most awful stuff.
It's still expanding.
It should be banned, not just in America, but worldwide. I used that stuff one time on an old rental property.
It's still expanding. If you go to the property right now,
get it on your skin.
Maybe that explains your wastewater situation.
If you get it on your skin, it takes 3 weeks before it comes off. That stuff, I don't know what kind of adhesive they put in that stuff, but I was scrubbing my fingers with not a Brillo pad, but you know that green and yellow sponge that you can buy at the grocery. I was using the green side to try to get that stuff off my skin.
If you look at the directions, it says do not come into contact with skin.
It does.
You're supposed to use gloves.
Shut up, Sam. Tony and Lee Summit. Hello, Tony.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi there.
Okay.
sorry, I'm unloading my car for my my grievances against my hound dog Cooper, who keeps chewing up my pickets and the 2x4s on my nice wooden fence. But my gratitude is to the guy at the place, if I can't name the place, anyway, for cutting all my pickets and all my 2x4s to the length and size that I needed them. So, daggone dogs.
What's your dog's name?
Cooper.
I love that name for a dog. That's great.
Well, you need a dog.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just just lost him. Just lost her. I'm fine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right.
Well, I hate when people pass and they say, well, they're in a better place. No, we liked them here. JT in Pleasant Hill. Hello, JT.
Hey, guys. Love you. Love our show. Scott, I know you can appreciate this one. My grievance is with sports fan, sports parents,
yeah.
Specifically soccer. It's time parents to either put up or shut up. Come join us and put on the referee jersey or be quiet in the stands. We're about 500 in Kansas City. We're about 500 youth referees short, about 100 in high school. And we've got varsity games going on this week with one referee. Oh. Again, love you guys. Love the show.
Wow. That's
I might bring that back as a topic next week.
If that is a fact that you're having an entire high school football game and there's only one ref on the field when there should be six, that is unconscionable.
Did you know the main ref wears a white hat and they call him the white hat?
Everybody knew that.
Well that's I'm not just how that works in soccer.
Here to educate.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Dana.
That would be the center ref.
Yes. He was saying that, but I thought he said high school football.
Oh, he was saying soccer in particular.
Yeah, but at the end he said, we have high school football games going on tonight and some games only have one ref.
Well, then I'll shut up. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm just the only one apparently who pays attention to the show anymore.
I was answering.
I am paying attention, and I'm here to tell you the guy that wears a white hat is called the white hat.
Clinton Leavenworth. Hello, Clint. Good grief. I need a raise. Go ahead, Clint.
My grievance is with a certain diesel engine manufacturer that puts engines in pickups that charged me $168 for 4 banjo washers. The price of things is ridiculous.
What's a banjo washer?
It's a special bolt that has to have a washer on each side because it goes through a fitting and fluid passes through the bolt and then into the fitting.
Oh.
They're washers with rubber in the middle of them is all they are.
Okay. All right.
And there were $168 for 4 of them.
Oh, my
goodness.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, brother. Tell everybody up in Leavenworth I said hello, will you?
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a real quick break. By the way, this is the first time the entire hour where we have multiple phone lines open if you have a grievance.
You know why? Everyone's on their way out for college football things.
I'm doing college football things, but I'm not leaving till tomorrow morning. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday here on Dana and Parks. Okay, there was a clarification on the text line. Now I don't feel so awful. The guy was talking about one ref for soccer this weekend, not football. Okay, that's okay. So Sam
from England?
Apologies.
Football.
Football. One ref during a soccer game, not ideal, but I've seen it done before. Justin in Raymore. Justin, hello. Welcome to Festivus Friday.
Yes, Festivus Friday's you guys. Love you guys. Love the show. Thank you very much for everything you do. I have a grievance with our city drivers, everybody in the city. I work for I run a tow company here in Kansas City. And I'm tired of the rubberneckers. I almost got ran over trying to help direct traffic. Come on. Let's stop looking at the accident. Let's just drive.
That scares me to death, Justin. And you know, we have lost tow truck drivers who are just out there doing their job. And I think about you guys all the time. I try to the move left law. When you see them up there, move left.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of their way.
I just a very quick traffic grievance because he reminded me of it. I was driving to work today, looked over, and you know how I'm a kind of a single finger texter, but people put the phone between their two hands and they type with their thumbs, right? Okay. And I look over and the guy next to me in his car is driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway, 45 miles per hour. Yeah. He is looking down and his hands are off the wheel. He's steering with his knee. Yeah. and he's texting with both of his fingers, not ever looking up.
He's a multitasker.
Apparently. I got cut off by some guy doing that on 69 Highway. I was like, how'd you even cut me off? Your hands aren't even on the wheel.
Because his knees.
I mean.
Swerving to the right. Brandon in Tonganoxie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I have a grievance with my now ex-girlfriend. Today she broke up with me because I have someone in my family who she disagrees with the way they do things, and I just want to throw that out there.
I'm sorry to hear that, Brandon.
Yeah, that stinks. All right, buddy. Be well. Keep your chin up. Laura in Raymore. Laura, hello.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener. I love both of you guys, but I have a grievance against Dana.
Oh, yes, dude.
I was listening to her, I'll say, talk mm-hmm. about older women with pretty hair.
With pretty hair?
Or purple hair, or burgundy hair, or whatever. I went totally white, and doing my hair black looked fake, which is what color my hair was.
Yeah.
And so I just decided, well, I'm just going to stay white, but I needed color in my hair, so I do streaks of pink or purple or burgundy.
Okay. Laura, I bet you it looks phenomenal on you. I really do. It's not for me, but I bet you, you know, I'm just plain old boring blonde.
My husband loves it, so...
Then that's all that, Laura, then that's all that matters.
All that matters.
Oh, yes. But I heard you, and then I had to go inside the house, and I couldn't call right then because I would have called you.
I know you would have.
All right, Laura.
And I love the white hair. You know, I love me some Kathleen Sebelius. I love that woman.
Jason in North Kansas City. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
My grievance is I have been noticing that there's been retread all over the highway. More than usual. I've been dodging that stuff, and I've just, my grievance is that they do it. Because I can't believe it's safe to have retread flying off a truck at 70 miles an hour and not somebody get hurt.
You know, I've never seen that happen. I've never been behind a truck when that's occurred.
It scares me to
death.
Well,
I haven't been. Well, actually, I was many years ago, but that wasn't.
They're in the road, Scott. They're all over in the road. They're everywhere.
Okay.
Do not hit them if you are on the highway. They will mess up the underside.
Will it really?
It could launch and mess somebody else up next to you,
like a mattress.
Well, not quite like that, but I'm telling you, I understand what he's saying. I have noticed more. I didn't know they called it retread. I thought it was tire.
Blown tire?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
I haven't noticed it.
I got the pleasure of NASCAR taping a fender onto a trailer at 2:30 in the morning in the middle of New Mexico because the person I was riding with hit one of those.
Really?
Yeah, and it's damn near ripped the fender off.
I'll be darned. Renee in Topeka. Renee, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have been waiting all week for this. So, first of all, I love you guys. Favorite radio show ever. And Dana.
Yes.
I am a fellow Semanite, Seaman Viking. Yes, that's
yeah, I don't know that I would use that specific term.
Did you say Semanite?
To describe our alma mater. I prefer one who graduated from a high school in the northern part of that town.
An exalted Cyclops?
I need to go to that.
Yeah.
I need to go to that. Because it doesn't matter how old I get. I can't live the name down.
It's still awful. And now that we know he was a member of the KKK, in a leadership position, I refuse to use the word to describe that school.
There you go.
What is your grievance?
Okay, so earlier in the week, I was waiting in the doctor's office, and there were a couple ladies sitting together, and they were older, mind you, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she starts blasting her phone on, first of all, it started off some comedy show with a lot of canned laughter, and I about went through the ceiling, about peed my pants, it scared me so badly. And then everybody, turned their head. There were, three different waiting rooms. Turned their head to go, oh, my gosh, what was happening? And then, this is the best part, it went from that to
mariachi music. And mind you, on like
why wouldn't it?
The highest volume a phone can possibly have. I've never heard anything so loud in my life. Blasting. And you know, I mean, I can't tell for sure, but I'm pretty sure these were two Caucasian women. They had like gray hair, blue eyes, blonde hair, blue eyes. Not that that matters, but it's just an interesting choice, you know? And then she would go back to the comedy and then back to mariachi music.
All right, Renee, we got you in. Very good. Last grievance of the week goes to you, Michael, in Independence. Hello.
Hello, Scott Parks.
Hi.
My grievance is with my toilet.
Oh.
I too have a faulty flapper. And it has got a slow leak. Went to the Home Depot. I got a new flapper. It was the right brand, but the wrong size. Mm-hmm. So went back to the Home Depot, got the right brand. Nope, right size, wrong brand. And my flapper is still faulty.
Mike, thank you, Michael, for the laugh at the end. Really appreciate it. Bonus hour is coming up next. Don't forget to get signed up for the Dana Parks Cornhole Tournament. It's coming up on Saturday, October 19th at Serve in Overland Park. We are limiting it to only 100 teams this year. All the proceeds go to KC Pet Project, and you can register your team at kmbz.com. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. I know it's a parents' weekend at a lot of universities. Please drive safely and have a wonderful time. All right? We will see you back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.